When a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? The real answer involves a Mexican hat. Dr. Lawrence Ward and Dr. Priscilla Greenwood at the University of British Columbia are the neuroscientist and mathematician team finding a way to predict how we perceive the sounds and sights around us.
Okay, well, for many years we've known that there are certain kinds of mathematical descriptions that we can make of how the brain functions. We call this computations. Okay, so in our study, we have 128 neurons in our neural field. It's not very many, but it's enough. And what we did in this study is we investigated a particular kind of coupling. Now, that's the Mexican hat coupling.
So, what exactly are neurons and Mexican hat coupling? In short, people interpret the space and time around us through tiny neurons in our brains that activate in patterns in the shape of a Mexican hat. Then, Dr. Ward explained more about how the brain works in detail.
We think that in real brains, there are standing waves of neural activity, which is like these patterns. In other words, there's some places in the brain where there's a lot of activity and other places in the brain where there's not much activity. Just because of the way the brain is connected, the way the neurons are connected with each other, and just noise happening. And the noise creates these patterns, these standing waves.
To help us understand it, Dr. Ward gave us a comprehensible example of standing waves.
Imagine the ocean, okay, and the waves are coming in, right? They're moving along and they're crashing, breaking and crashing on the shore. So there's just this constant movement of waves coming into the shore. Now, those are moving waves. Same thing if you have a nice still pond and you throw a stone in, they ripple out. Those are moving waves, okay? Standing waves, though, are created by, let's say, plucking a guitar string. You pluck the string or a violin string, you pluck it, and you have a pattern of waves on the string, and they just sort of go like that. The same place on the string moves up and down, but the whole wave doesn't move along the string, it just goes like that, around a point, right? That's the wave, so that's a standing wave. What the brain is doing is creating that kind of guitar string waves. In other words, this place in the brain is, if you looked at it at another time, it would be dark.
As artificial intelligence programs are becoming more sophisticated, the math behind the way our brains operate can possibly be used to recreate brain simulations in the future.
We're hoping to get a computational, mathematical understanding of how the brain functions to create our thinking, perception, consciousness, and all that sort of thing.
But don't believe your sci-fi novels too soon. As Dr. Ward explains, we still have a long way to go from turning numbers and equations into models.
There are three or four large-scale projects that are trying to come up with a complete digital, in other words, a computer-based model of a whole human brain with all of its 100 billion neurons, trillions and quadrillions of synapses, and so forth. These models are a very modest start. But what these models are looking for is the fundamental principles that are involved, rather than trying to model the whole brain.
For now, we can safely say that until the research is complete, the brains in our heads can still outlast machines.
There's no denying that our brains do a darn good job of processing stimuli and thinking thoughts. And also, we do it way more efficiently than a computer.